Well, Mary, I'm delighted for you. 2020 All-Ireland champion. You must be delighted. And you, Jake and Matthew with you here today and the rest of the gang. So it's a great occasion, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's an unbelievable occasion. I can't believe it. It still hasn't sank in, actually, but it's great. Like the crowd, the buzz, there's a lot after changing since, I suppose, even 2007, our first victory with Wexford. There's so much more hype nowadays with Camogie, even. It's great. I think the performance of the girls today was just unbelievable. It mightn't have looked pretty on occasions, but it was just pure heart, pure determination. And Sarsfields, they kept going to the end, fair play to them. Like, they had a bit of a comeback at the end, but we still kept and we kept fighting to the end. And the last point, did Anae get the last point? Yeah, that really settles the game.
Shelley.
But like, the two kills are unbelievable as well. Like, yeah. You know, Stacey getting married yesterday.
Mrs. David, I call her.
Mrs. David.
Oh, she said, "I'm still Stacey Kill."
Yes, Stacey Kill. But even like, unbelievable. Was that training Thursday night? Like, who does that the night before her wedding? Like, I wouldn't know, probably. No, but unbelievable. Yeah. Like, it just shows what it means. And like, just even the buzz up here, like, I think the whole Owler and the Ballock were up here. It was massive.
And good contingent from Wexford generally,
oh,
Mary.
And the support we've got, the good wishes from other girls and other clubs, like, it's unbelievable. And like, we have such support, it's just great.
And you know, it was a real, you know, sure sign of a good team. It was a real team performance today. You couldn't single anybody out, really, because everybody did their job to perfection.
Yeah, like, you couldn't say, like, oh, who would be player of the match or anything, but I think it was just an all ground. Like, our two corner backs were immense. Aoife Don, like, she's probably one of the most underrated players in Wexford.
She's outstanding today.
Oh, but it's not just today, she's every day. She's picking up a player every day, and she's just unbelievable. Her work rate, her first touch and everything, this is it's great. An Aideen as well, Aideen was full on, she was on, Siobhan McGrath, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, Siobhan McGrath is one of the top inter-county players. Like, you know, what did she do today on Aideen? Aideen was brilliant on her.
Yeah, she didn't give her a smell.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mary, you got a great start, and Ursula and Una caused so much problems in that first half. But you knew at halftime, you didn't go into the dressing room, you stayed on the pitch. You knew that they were going to come back. And sometimes a lead is harder to defend and chase down a game, isn't it?
Yeah, but we knew, like, the last 2 weeks, particularly in the Leinster final, and even against Schlochney last week, our third period after the period after half time, we've kind of fell asleep a little bit in, and we just knew that if we could keep them down, keep them from, you know, scoring too many goals in that period, that we'd win. So we just said we'd give it everything for that 15 minutes, and I think they got a goal, we got the goal back, so it was brilliant. But our management spoke to us about their purple patch, but I think we were, I suppose, well equipped to deal with them as well. I don't think the start of the game, we got such a start, it was unbelievable. I don't think it ever looked like we were going to lose, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice, actually. You know, I was able to enjoy the final a bit because of that.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the two teams got to the final, they were justified in fighting for this competition to be played. And you know, ironically, Mary, if it had been played when they were going to play it, you wouldn't be here today standing to me. Well, you'd be here, but you wouldn't have been accepting the cup. So it's worked out nicely.
I know.
Right around the way for you.
Yeah, I'm a very lucky girl now, the way it actually worked out and fell into place for me. But things happen for a reason. I'm kind of, that's my perspective on life, so I'm delighted. And as I said, like, Colin, he really fought tooth and nail to get this competition, you know. And even at that time, he was fighting for it, was to play it earlier in the year, but brilliant. And I like to say a special mention to Patrick, our chairperson, and Helena Jacob. They did a lot of work behind the scenes as well to get us. Get this championship played, so fair play to them as well.
Be a nice Christmas now, Mary, won't it? And you know, you're back in January. Will the girls all get together and want to retain it?
Oh yeah, you know yourself, when you get the taste of success, you don't want to lose it. So I'm sure we'll get a week, well, I'll say we get 2 weeks off, and then we'll be back again up to the field. But it's a great position to be in. Like, even after the county final this year, like, we were just saying, we have two really good chances at Leinster. Like, what team team gets that. So, and I think that kind of took a bit of pressure off us too, is, you know. But I don't know, we'll enjoy this one though, because we're just saying it's such a hard course, like from your first round of championship in Wexford. Like our county semi-final, we played Glenbarrentown, like I think there was only 5 or 6 points in it. And then Rathnure, I don't think the score did it justice. That was a very physical county final as well. And then to Leinster from St Jude's in Dublin and Thomastown, there were very two difficult matches. So like it has been an unbelievable journey for this team. Like the last 6 weeks we've played the top teams in Ireland, and it's just great now that we are finally the top one in Ireland.
Absolutely, well done Mary, and enjoy Christmas. Congratulations, sincere congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a million Liam. Thank you.